Okay, a couple public service announcements. First of all, first and foremost, the shiur will end in a normal time. Don't worry, you'll get a chance to go away for Shabbos, get your bags, and run to the Rav Lichtenstein thing, making you stay till 10:29 and 36 seconds. The Russian make the bus. You'll be able to go, so everyone, don't worry. Second of all, a couple of boys are going to leave in the middle because they're joining Yachad this year. We certainly want to take this as an opportunity to remind you that Mirat Hashem will introduce a lot of chesed options as the month progresses. We're trying to gradually ease you in, help you get used to your schedule, but it's something we take seriously, you should take seriously, not just this year, but we're trying to be mechanech you. The Taras Chesed al-Lashona, the whole yeshiva is based on Taras Chesed. And we learn Torah, but for it to be Taras Chesed, we have to protect our country and protect our people. So friends of yours are spending 19 months sleeping in freezing cold winters, so we can do a little chesed and Mirat Hashem will have opportunity. After Yom Tov time, the Darkeinu kids will come, and that will really ramp up the chesed. And I know a lot of you who've had yachad and chesed and other opportunities. Even if you're not involved in learning with them one-on-one, they're just around, and you'll eat together, and you'll be together. It's a really exciting part of the program. Just hold off, right? They can't come till Yom Tov. Don't forget, over Shabbos, you know, you're all going somewhere, come bring a bottle of wine, bring some flowers, bring something to your hosts. You know, make sure you're kind, and most importantly, rest up, because the next couple of weeks are going to be intense. And so next week, we're going to try to lock in. I already have a phrase for next week, so we have a three-word phrase. Someone hung it, and bet on yourself, and now we're going to try to think about something else to think about next week, but the next Motzei Shabbos is already Slichos, and on that note, it may be a wise idea to already purchase the Slichos this weekend. There are Slichos on your phones, so you can download Slichos, and generally, we really don't want you using phones in the base medrash or basic nesses during davening, but obviously if you don't have a slichos, you know, it's only for a week. But it pays to have a slichos, and the slichos the yeshiva uses are minag polin. This is the one we use. They're slightly different, but it pays for 30, 40 shekel to purchase the slichos. You're not constantly flipping pages. And again, slichos is the type of thing that you normally, you know, want one or two different versions on your shelf, because you don't say slichos in the same place your whole life, certainly now when you're younger. When you're older, you find a community, you settle into that community. The next 10 years or so, you're going to be saying slichos in many different locations, so you want to have if you already had, don't go out and buy a slichos collection. Better ways to spend your money right now, but if you brought minag lita, it would be a wise investment to spend 30 or 40 shekel on minag polin, even though you can find this slicha on this day and this slicha on that day. It's just a pain in the neck. And I promise you, over the next couple of years, you'll say slicha zer, which brings me to my next point about machzorim. The yeshiva, based on, again, a lot of people ask me, when Rav Lichtenstein came to the yeshiva, he asked Rabbi Soloveitchik, what should the nusach of the tefillah be? And the Rav said, this is from the Rav, that every boy should have the nusach he brought from his house. Namely, we shouldn't impose nusach on people. That's why we don't have Ashkenaz or Sfar. It's based on not just not caring or, you know, free-for-all, but the Rav felt that it's not fair to make a boy daven Ashkenaz and daven Sfar. The Sfar we daven Ashkenaz. Obviously, there has to be some uniformity. So Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in particular, we daven Sfar, which by and large is the minhag in Israel. In America, Ashkenaz is much more popular. In Israel, for a lot of different reasons, the Tamino of the Gra and the Hasidim, there's a lot more of a Sfarad influence, and Nusach Sfarad influence. So again, it pays to have a Machzor. I promise you, you'll use your Nusach Sfarad Machzor and your Nusach Ashkenaz Machzor in Mirat Hashem the next couple of years. You're always going to make a minion here, an elderly person there, or you need someone here. You're not wasting your money, I promise you. You go daven for the army, a couple guys are going to daven to the army base. So if you are an Ashkenaz person, now, do you want to daven? Some people say, I'll daven Ashkenaz by myself, and then for the Shlech Tzibur, for the Chazaras HaShas, I'll follow with the Sfarad. That's also an option. Some people daven Sfarad for Shana Yom Kippur, because the whole yeshiva is davening. Both are good options. You want to have two machzorim, one for your Shavila B'Sheket, one for the follow everyone. But it really, really pays to have. I have a couple extras. I'll bring in a couple extras, but generally, I like to keep the extras for chayalim who get out 30 seconds before Yom Tov and they come in their grungy suits and the uniforms. They don't really have a chance. I'm trying not to rely on the extras that I have, the extras that Bay Ryan has. I'll have, you know, if it's a rainy day, it won't be rainy, but if it, you know, you need a little need, but, you know, try to be sensitive to the fact that people will be walking in with much, much, much less time to prepare than you have. So try to get a machzor. They should probably be on sale here. Are they already on sale? Okay. So basically, to plan a little advance, especially, you know, 2 weeks from now, it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. And also, again, it's way, 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 way in the future. But Most of you will have at least one invitation for Rosh Hashanah. Probably the average will be two. So if you want to already get some gifts, you know, again, nothing expensive. You know, it's just a thought that counts to bring a box of cookies or something. You may want to, again, since you're calling out now for Shabbos. Anyone need, anyone has personal needs, money or anything like that, please speak to me afterwards over the next 2-3 weeks. Not that you'll spend a lot of money, but I want to make sure everyone has, you know, what they need. Okay? Okay. Let's first learn Bava Basra, and then we'll talk a little bit about Parshas HaShavua. We'll leave Torah Shabbat after next week. Next week, I hope to switch tones a little bit, and in Shir, we'll start talking about Tshuva and getting ourselves ready for Shani Yom Kippur and what Tshuva is, and we'll go through the Rambam. So it's, I wanted to give you 2 weeks without facing the pressure of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur just to get into the yeshiva, but it is 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, and we do want to set our minds, so that will be in Mirz Hashem next week. Okay. We're now finally making our way to Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. And on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara poses a question: who cares Hashutvim Sheratzu? Who cares Sheratzu? That's the second word. Much of our focus the last couple of days has been on the fourth word: Hashutvim Sheratzu Lasos Mechitza. Is Mechitza Aguda? Among the Yom Hezekria Lav Heshme Hezek? Is Mechitza a Mechitza, like you and I would say? Among the Yom Hezekria Shme Hezek? Again, Natan, you remember all these great Shiurim, I get fake people in the coming, let's talk about Mechitza. And the room will fill up. How high does it? Mechitza on women. And I'll say, Baba Basa, that Bezim and Aleph. It'll fool everyone. Baba Basa, Bezim and Aleph. But what about that second word? Hashutfin Sheratzu. What does the Gemara say? Anyone can tell me the language, Ben? What's the language? Vichy. Yeah, give me a language. Learn to speak in Gemara language. Vichy. My Havi. Sometimes you can't just read Gemara language and get caught in terminology, but it's also good to try to pick up these little lines. I remember my Shana Aleph, I decided the only way for me to learn Gemara is to totally dive in. So my roommate and I decided we're only going to speak Gemara language to each other for 2 weeks. Ta Chazi. And we said, come here. And we started talking. It lasted about 2 minutes. We ran out of words. We really try. We're going to talk to each other for 2 weeks in Gemara language. You know, Miga da Havi Dofa. I don't know. We like threw out these ideas. And really cool to try it, right? Just speak in Gemara language. But again, learn to pull out these phrases that you. It's important. You guys don't really have it. When I was your age, I was young, it was very popular in the yeshiva world. Maybe Yaakov, you saw something to learn Gemara Baal Peh. Like, how many blot Gemara do you know Baal Peh? Very smart. It's really interesting. Just to learn Gemara Baal Peh. We had, if we came late for recess, more than 2 minutes. Our recess was 15 minutes. How many innings of punch bowl can you play in 15 minutes, bro? We seem to fit in a doubleheader in our 15 minutes of recess in elementary. Like in high school, we fit in like two football games in our 15 minutes. We're always late. And the rule is if we're more than 2 minutes late, they took the football away, the principal. And for every minute you were late, you had to learn a blot Gemara Baal Peh to redeem the football. So I was the designated football redeemer. I was like, I always had to redeem the football. So I like rattled off Daf Gemara Baal Peh. In our world, we don't do it so much. We were more Ian and we even Bakias. Like I don't hear it so much. I don't hear the presidential incentive of YU to learn Gemara Baal Peh. People do other things. But there's something about knowing lines and not straight Gemara. Obviously, we could do the Gemara, but something about just phrases, my mechitza guda, my mechitza mechitzta, gina shani, bayashani. Just, I'm going to tell you another Gemara, but if like there are 10 or 12 phrases from that Beis and Gimel that ricochet in your mind, you'll have a greater hold, you'll have a greater recognition. So try to, as best you can, pull out the phrases. Vichy ratzu mai havi. So what does the Gemara answer? Vichy ratzu mai havi? What's the Gemara's answer? Nehadribe, Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochanan. Shekanu Miyado. What does Shekanu Miyado mean? They made a kinyan. But typically, what kinyan does the Gemara refer to when it says Kanu Miyado? Anyone know? Chalipin. Kanu Miyado. It's a kinyan hand to hand. Kanu Miyado. You pass over handkerchief, pass over cell phone. Kanu Miyado. At this point, the Gemara says, Vechi Kanu Miyadan Mai Havi, Kinyan Devarim Be'almahu. It's just a kinyan Devarim. Stop. We'll see the answers next week. Stop. Today's the problem. Next week are the answers. Whereas two answers. We'll talk next week about who Rabbi Yochanan was, who Rabbi Ashi were, these two great Amorayim, but stop. So if you make a kinyan to divide and to divide a chatzah, even though you made a ma'isa kinyan, which is a lot better than just agreeing verbally, the ma'isa kinyan doesn't get anywhere because it's kinyan devarim, and it sounds like it's a really, really dysfunctional kinyan. What one word makes it sound like? Like if I were writing the kinyan didn't work, I'd say kinyan devarim, ain't no kinyan. What language is the Gemara throwing? A little extra mustard, Joe. Bialma. Bialma. Like that's like very dismissive. Oh yeah, you're just a Sephardi. Yeah. I'm really, rather than saying, okay, you don't count for the no, you're just kinyan devarim bialma. Sounds like it's really degraded. It's really very, very little. The Gemara doesn't even have to give a reason. Normally, the Gemara should give a reason, like Ein Shlichus Advar Avera, Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam. So the Gemara is just brushing it off aside. Kinyan, Devarim, Bialma. So our challenge today is to try to understand why Kinyan, Devarim does not work. And today is a good day for methodology. Okay? If we want to understand why Kinyan Devarim doesn't work, we have to deconstruct the Kinyan. What is a Kinyan composed of? What are the articles? What are the components of a Kinyan? And which aspect fails for Devarim? It would be like saying, you know, the machine isn't working on this solution, on this material. You have to go into the machine and say, is it the gear? Is it the pivot? Is it the piston? Like, what part of the machine fails in this context? What part of the Kinyan machine? So what are the components of a kinyan? What happens in a kinyan? I want to transfer my shirt. What is a kinyan composed of? What are the elements that could possibly fail in a kinyan?
Someone who is kona.
What?
Someone who is kona.
A person? Okay, now you're raising your hand. What are you raising? You're making a fist. What does that mean? You're saying something, but you're not saying it. Yeah, what did it say? Better. What is there in a kinyan? There's a, in order to affect a kinyan, what do I have to perform?
Action.
How do we say action in halacha? Maisa kinyan. This is a maisa kinyan. Okay, now what if I make a ma'isa kinyan on Alex's funky shirt without Alex agreeing? What do we call that? What would I be called if I did that? It'd be called a ganav. So, what do I need to convert a ganav into a kona? Das. So there's das. There's an act, and there's consent, and together ma'isa and das produce an effect, a transfer, a change. Anyone know a fancy lumdus word that you've probably heard a million times, but no one ever really defined it for you? What do we call a change in the halachic status of an item, a person, a place, an effect? What do we call that? Hint. It tastes good, and you can all eat it tonight.
Chalas.
It's called a chalas. Not a chalas, but a chalas. Okay, be very, very careful. It is possibly one of the most misused words in the Beis Medrash. I don't mean this Beis Medrash. Chalos this, chalos this, chalos this. Easy. Well, you'll see it. Chalos this, chalos shame this. Chalos means there's a particular object. It could be a person. It could be a place. It could even be a time. But there's some target. And that target is undergoing a change in halachic status. And here's the punchline. And that change in halachic status is reflected by new halachas. Because you can make up statusism here till tomorrow. If I look at Baruch, you have a chaloshem being looked at by Rabbi Tarragin, and therefore, what does that even mean? Do your halachas change? If I marry a woman, then she has a chaloshem meshes ish. And what are the new halachas? She's aser, she's mutter. If I make a shavua or neder, then this object has a chaloshem iser. People can't use it. If I'm makdish a behema. So I'm makna an item to you with Nadave, Maisa Kinyan, with Alex Das, then it's a Chaloshim Kinyan, it becomes yours. If someone steals it, they pay you. If someone damages it, they pay you. I can marry a woman with it. Okay, so a Maisa. So we have three parts. Kinyan is composed, obviously, of a spoon feeding this to you guys, but this is how you process halachas. Okay, Shlichus. What's Shlichus composed of? What aspect of Shlichus failed? What is Hekdesh composed of? What is Nether composed of? What is Kiddushin composed of? What is Gittin composed of? What is... Everything is trying to break it down. And of course, all the halachos, then once we know what it's composed of, we can try to trace halachos to one component or another. So we know that a kinyan is composed of a maisa kinyan. And by the way, the maisa, the process, is a maisa, physical action, and das, and agreement, and consent. This together produces a chalos. In this case, a chalos kinyan could be any chalos. Now today, we're not going to really make this difference so much. It's important in some sugyas. For our sugya, it's not really that prominent. I just wanted you to see it. And For example, can anyone tell me, just outside of the sugya, what aspect can you not make a kinyan on because there's a problem in das? What aspect would you say is a problem of das that I don't know? Not today, Shir, but what type of kinyan can I not make because it's hard to imagine consent, Yehuda? Very good, Deva Shlo Balayalam. I'm selling you futures. Who knows whether the futures will or will not exist? And it's very easy. Yeah, Moshe, I'll sell you futures. It's really easy for me because I don't feel the loss. I'm getting money. Every kinyan is what creates the das, basically because I know I'm losing something and I'm serious about it, but I'm getting something in exchange. But something which is just some abstract future, I don't really know if it's ever going to come to fruition. So of course, yeah, Ben, you'll sell my future Rolls Royce. Yeah, I'll be happy to sell it to you. And I'll give you a great deal, $100. My future penthouse apartment in Brooklyn. I'll be happy to sell. I don't ever get it. It's a joke. There's no consent. There's no reality. So when it comes to Dava Shalom Baliolami that many people want to claim, the problem is getting serious about it because it's just some future unknown. Very interesting question that came up in the early 20th century once the stock markets began to emerge and selling futures and pork bellies and oil barrels and things that haven't yet come. If I want to sell you pork bellies in 2022, those pigs don't live yet. They're going to be born. Okay, we can look at the charts. Statistics has changed. Now it's likely. Now may have done. So these are already discussed in the early 20th century. So that's just one example. But in our case, well, I'm not trying to be makna an item. Item is a chefetz. I'm trying to be makna an action. Kinyan devarim. Again, don't get confused. Some people get a little confused. Kinyan devarim doesn't relate to how I'm makna to you. I use speech as opposed to activities. Kinyan devarim is what I'm trying to be makna. I'm trying to be makna a davar, an action. I will split the land with you. I will take a lunch with you. I will show up. I'm trying to make a kinyan to do an action. Okay, just... this was never explained to me, and it took me a couple of years to realize where I was. Kinyan devarim doesn't mean, we would use devarim as the speech, and the speech would be, instead of using a maisa mashicha or a maisa shtar, I'm talking to you. No, kinyan devarim is not how, but what. What is the kinyan trying to target? It's not trying to target action items, it's trying to target actions. It's a kinyan on activities. Okay, devarim is misleading. I've told you before, Chazal is a vocabulary. It's a little bit limited, so words have to do double duty. They have to mean different things. Devarim normally means speech, but here it means actions, activities. Instead of being makna, an item, a piece of paper, a piece of land, I'm being makna, let's split, let's eat, let's play, let's talk, let's do. Being makna, an action. Why would you say kinyan devarim fails? What do most Rishonim say? Remember, we always want to try to find giveaway languages in Rishonim. Sometimes we have it, sometimes we don't. Remember all the Gemaras in the New Testament base? We didn't really have it. We just had a machlokas, Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna, about hanging your hat on his is. Sometimes you have. What do we have here? Yaakov, what do we have here?
We can't. There's nothing to have a chalos on.
Very good. Excellent. A chalos has to devolve, fancy English word, has to fall, I don't like that word, has to apply, has to be absorbed, has to... there's a chalos, there has to be an object. So I'm selling you my sefer, the chalos kinyan, now it's yours, Adiv. Selling you my land, Shmuley, now there's a chalos on this land. Actions are incoherent, actions are abstract, actions that you can't, at least these we should say, you can't have a chalos kinyan on an activity. Which means that the problem, now listen, I'm changing the language, is not technical, it's fundamental. You're going to hear that a lot this year. Technical or fundamental? Technical would mean, we'll see later, fundamental means kinyan and actions just don't jive. Let me give you an example, okay? I mentioned before, I can go out and marry a woman and change her status because the chalosh of Eishes Ish can apply to a woman that I'm a kaddish. What happens if I'm in a really, really funky mood? Alex has got me in a funky mood with a psychedelic shirt that's making me crazy. I'm in a funky mood and I want to marry a table. I want to be a kaddish, a table. What? Okay, careful there, careful. I'm going to marry a table. Chalos, kiddushin, is not chal on a table. It's chal on a woman. Now there the problem is not lack of physicality, it's just lack of suitability. It can't be mekadesh a table, it can't be mekadesh a rock. That chalos has certain targets that it can apply to. Here, there has to be a physical target. Halacha decides there's a physical target, a piece of land, a sefer. The chalos kinyan has to be targeting an item, something tangible. Which Rishonim used that language? Where did we find Rishonim that used that language? Who used that language? And it's a problem in the Chalos. Fundamental. There's no Kenyan here. Jacob. Muki Yosef. Let's turn to Muki Yosef. Go backwards. Muki Yosef here in the beginning of the Basso. Okay. Okay, again, reading Rishonim is key. Try to read as many Rishonim as we can. Okay. We're on Daf Beis and Aleph and Imuki Yosef. Kinyan Devarim Bialma, easy, top of the page. When your parents ask you, what did you learn this week? You say, we learned two Imuki Yosefs. They say, well, we learned one Imuki Yosef quoting the Ra'ah about the chiyuv to build a wall, can you just pull into your rishus? And another Imuki Yosef about kinyan devarim. One of them was on daf aleph, and one of them was on daf beis. And your father will say, daf aleph, I didn't send you to Gush to learn with Amaratzim. We all know that the Gemara starts on daf beis. I'll say, yeah, the Gemara does, but not the Imuki Yosef. The riff starts on daf aleph. Okay, so there's a daf aleph and the riff. So when the Gemara is only beis, you know, don't start from the beginning, always in the middle, but Imuki Yosef, it's now on daf beis, second page of Imuki Yosef, top line. Anyone pull out the keywords? Keywords in Imuki Yosef. Keywords, key line. Now keywords. Keywords in Imuki Yosef. You can find me keywords. Alex? Mamish, that's just a description of Kinyan Devarim. What are the key logical words? Al Eza Davar Chala Kinyan. Those are the keywords. Al Eza Davar, he even says the words Chalos, which is cool. Al Eza Davar Chala Kinyan. Okay? You're at the pizza store today, and you're not happy with the piece of pizza you order. He gives you pepperoni, and you want an anchovy. Just to the two. You say, Al Eza Davar Chala Kinyan. And I'll look at you, just get out of here. Take whatever you want. Al Eza Davar Chala Kinyan. I didn't pay for it. Al Eza Davar Chala Kinyan. Kinyan, I'm never to Chala. What's the language of the Rush? Let's go to the Rush. Let's see the Rush. Most Rishonim take this approach. Rush, Perek Aleph, Simon Gimel. Can anyone pull out the keywords? This is one of the ABCs of Lumbus. Pulling out keywords of Rishonim. What is descriptive? What is explanatory? What is just saying what the Gemara is saying, just in different words? And where's the money line, the keywords? Rush? Anyone rush Simon Gimel? Okay. Give people a chance to catch up with the Rush. Keywords in the Rush. And Dave? Very good. Line 5. Ein lo l'kinyan al mashi yatpis. So here he uses a more logical, visual definition of chalos. Latpis, lahatpis, to stick, to apply to. Lahatpis, hatpasa means stick. Tfus is printing. For ink on paper. Ein ma'ama lahatpis. Learn the language of the Rishonim. Ein ma'ama lachol. Ein lo ma'ama lahatpis. See the parallel between the Muki Yosef and the Rush? Similar structure, different language. Muki Yosef is using more abstract language. Anyone have the Rush in front of them that I gave you in Ksubas? That's not hard. I gave you the one or two words. What, can you read to me? I don't have a source sheet with me. What does the Rush say in Ksubas? Okay, Akiva? Okay, so here goes the Muki Yosef one. He uses the word Chalos. Ein lo malachul. So here we have three well-respected Rishonim, all of whom take that fundamental approach, and basically we could close up shop now. Like, go to your bus, have a great Friday. You could be the first person. You're like, open the doors. Call the van. There's no Kenyan, and therefore we'd expect it to be cut and dry. End of the sugya. This is it. There's nothing. It's a fundamental inconsistency. Ari Boron, can you ever marry a table? No. Never. Not this type of table, not cherry block, not butcher block, not wood, not a coffee table, not a night table, not an end table, not a, okay, craps table, not a blackjack table, not to do that for now. No tables. Zero. So can you ever make a Kenyan on Devarim? No. No way, no how, no body, no way. I'm being dramatic for what reason? Because the second that you start to say, well, maybe here you can, uh-oh, DEFCON 5, crisis mode. We got to change our story. who sews down in our minds? He said, well, maybe in this case, maybe here you can make a kinyan. Because as far as I want it just said right now, nothing, nada, nunca, niet. Marco Pono, it's nothing. Can't do anything. How many times am I going to say the word no? All of a sudden, Benji, who am I talking about now?
Rabbi Gershon did some comments because they haven't specified exactly what's being transferred.
Okay, he starts playing with our minds, but who says in this case? I can explain Rabbeinu Gershom many ways. I'm pretty nimble. I can make people some ventriloquists. I can put Rabbeinu Gershom in my lap, makes anything I want. But who says, oh, but in this case it works? Okay, that's fancy schmancy footwork. It's, give me a hint. You're getting closer. He's Sephardic, and he taught the Rambam's father. So if you know who Pete taught whom, you have the answer. Oh, that doesn't help me, Rabbi. I taught the Rambam's father. Did he go to Rambam? Guys, calm down, okay? You're not the only... Yes. Rima Gash. Rabbi Yosef Ibn Gash. Abstract for me. What is the Rima Gash looking for? A case where, in order to effect a transfer or a chalos, you don't really need a Nadav. You don't really need a... Show me that Stalin move. You don't really need a... Maisa. Normally, to affect a Kenyan, you need a Maisa. You need some action. Maisa Mashicha, Maisa Hagba, Maisa Mesira. Dafka, Mirzashem Natan, some of the boys asked me tonight, I'm having a tish with the Shir Hay boys, to speak a little bit about Rav Tivori. So when I was Shana Aleph or Shana Bet, so Rav Tivori offered whoever wants just to have a chaburo on kinyanim. So he sat down with us in the room and he just taught us kinyan by kinyan, of course, alumnus. And unfortunately, he had a protracted illness. So a couple months ago, I found the notes from 35 years ago on that little series of shirim, and I gave it to his son. His son is a Rebbe in Eretz Hatzvi. So I gave it to his son. He was like so excited, and he gave a series of shirim. His father was still alive, so. Remember, my first exposure to kinyanim was learning the drift of Ari Zechron of Racham. So, most kinyanim are physical actions. Remember, portable items have really physically demonstrative actions. Mashicha, Mesira, Hagbah. Karak is a little more abstract, but still physical. You write a shtar, you pay kesef, you fix the land, you repair the land. But there are very, very unique cases, actually, too, more famous. You can always find these strange idiosyncratic, but the two famous cases where you can pretty much affect the transfer without doing anything physical. Anyone know those two cases? Well, one I gave you. What do we call one? Shchimira. Devrei Shchimira. Kichsuvim v'chim surim dami. Fascinating, fascinating. You'll learn it in Bekir this year, Mirtz Hashem. The eighth parak talks about Yerusha. The ninth parak talks about a takanas chachamim to allow a shchimira who's about to die not to have to affect kinyanim and maizikim, just to say things and we take, and there's a kinyan. So I say, he should get this, he should get this, he should get this. There's a kinyan. Anyone know another case? Not that we have any Rishonim to talk about it, but it's another case where you can affect a transfer without a specific action targeting that item that's being transferred. I'm giving you a little hint. Well, chalivin is a physical object. Chalivin is a great thing. We'll talk about chalivin, but it's something which is even less than chalivin. Okay, that's your zelch of me, but you have to perform an action. So I don't know if it's very much shliach. You have to do a maisa kinyan. It's a really, really cool kinyan. It's my favorite kinyan.
You rent the area.
Okay, but that's chatzer. It's called kinyan chatzer, which, you know, it's not active, but it's still physical. There's a lodging. Very good, but that's a form of kinyan chatzer. Anyone know kinyan agav? You know what agav is? I'm selling you land, and I'm throwing a watch in. It's like when you go to the bank and take out a mortgage for your right arm and your firstborn and all your money, and they take it all and say, but here's a watch. So basically we're throwing it. You buy a car, you know, here's an air freshener. They're making a kinyan. This is a throw-in. You're not paying for it. You don't take the air freshener, the whole deduct five shekel. Nothing. You buy the car, you buy the major item, and you're throwing certain things in. Agav means, by the way, while you've been calling to the land, here's a, you know, plow. Give you a gift plow. You have to make a maisa kinyan on the plow. You get the plow share automatically. Very interesting. Called kinyan agav. You have to make a maisa kinyan. Very fascinating form of kinyan. Agav. In fact, throughout history, many people made Kinyan Agav because Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Yaakov Mitam, very famously said a nice Zionistic Rabbeinu Tam, that every person in the world owns karka. And since you own karka, you have a fast lane to make any Kinyan you want on any item anywhere in the world, even without you doing something physical to it. Because I can say, I'm giving you my karka, and since I'm giving you the karka to make a Kinyan on my karka, and you get whatever my donkey in Siberia is. I want to go to Siberia and make a Kinyan on it. Why does everyone have karka? What? Everyone has the ability to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, so everyone owns four amos in Eretz Yisrael, which is a fascinating concept. Every single Jew is a landowner. Because you may live in Teaneck, or you may live in Brooklyn, you may live who knows where, but you own land in Israel. That's your home base. You own land in Israel. Really, really nice of Eretz Yisrael.
Dark that the land that you own is a grave.
I don't think it's dark. Death isn't dark. Death is... Everyone in this room is going to die at some point in one way or another. Death is not death. It's part of life, and the sooner, and you'll grow up and you realize, as you mature, you realize that it's a great sobriety of life. That life ends, and therefore you take it meaningfully. Death. When I read Sefer Bereishis, and I see these. Remember when you were young and you read Bereishis, you know, see people live 950 years and 780 years. You're really jealous of Mr. Shelach and really jealous of. I'm not jealous of them. They did nothing. Because there was no end, there was no terminus, there was no focal point. It was just endless, endless, and their existential life was just sad. And I know that it will end, and therefore I have to make decisions and fill it with meaning and make relationships, and because I know it's going to end. It's endless. And so death is part of framing. It's a frame of life. Okay? Anyway, so the Rimigash wants to know whether you can use Shchimer. A person's on his deathbed, and he says, you know what? I'm making a Kenyan that we're going to go have lunch tomorrow. Okay, that's a little silly. He's not going to have lunch, but in this case, so let's see the Gemara. What does the Mishnah say on Kuf Mem in the base? Okay. All you bleeding liberals out there, get ready, okay? Ari Braun, we know this is a big liberal guy, okay? I know this Mishnah is going to insult you, so insult your sensibilities, but don't worry. Ha'omer, a person says, Im Teled Ishti Zachar, Yitol Mana. If my wife has a girl, I'll let her starve. If my wife has a boy, that's a different story. I'm give him some money. Okay? Okay, please. Okay. Mr. Ari Ping, you know, the Chinese chauvinist who doesn't like girls. Yeah. Your cousin in China, okay? Ari Braun Ping, or Ping Braun. Like, he doesn't like girls. We don't want girls in our family. So, in Tele Ishti Zachar Yitol Mana. If my wife has a Zachar, that sounds a little bit like a Kenyan Devarim. He should take. He should. I'm not being mocked. There's no one to be mocked to. He's a baby. A Kenyan means right now, Ari, I'm being mocked to something to you. There's no one to be mocked to. There's a baby. The recipient. Since there's no recipient, I can't be mocked to $100. If I were being mocked to you, I could. But since it's a baby. So it sounds like from the Gemara, you're being maknet devarim, you're being maknet money. Now it's a little different. We'll see what that means. But so right away the Rimigash chimes in. Okay, Rimigash chimes in. Anyway, everyone have you have Rimigash in your covets, right? Yes, no.
Yeah.
Oh, only the first. So I'll send it to you as a WhatsApp. Please, everyone, open your phones. Again, we don't use phones in the shiur room, but we use them for Rishonim and. Okay, you're looking with your friend, of course, man on the base. Okay, it's on the way. Ha'omer im yolda ishti zachar yitol mana. Hay masnisan b'shchiv mirahu. This effectiveness in the Mishnah is a shchiv mirah. The divrei shchiv mirah kichsuvim v'chim surim dami. In the words of a shchiv mirah, it's like he's already written a shtar name, he's made a masakinyan. This mission is not describing a healthy father. It's a sad story. A person, father's about to die. He knows his wife is going to have a child. He may not live to see it. He gives her $100 if his wife has a zachar. A little incentivization to have a zachar. Not that she can control it, but daven really hard for a zachar. Okay, for a male. Now, why would it not work in a regular kinyan, only for the shchiv mirah track? Okay, so he has all sorts of reasons that would only work for shchiv mirah, not for a regular person, which makes sense. Shchiv mirah has certain allowances that regular people don't. But then he hits us with a bomb. The ode, the kinyan devarim bi'almahu. This is not a kinyan on a money because there's no one to take it. This is a kinyan on an action. And kinyan devarim doesn't work. Fill in the sentence unless you're shchimer. Whoa. A shchimera can make a kinyan devarim? Someone now try to capture. A shchimera is only different from a regular person, bari, that he doesn't have to, but he still has to. Give me the and the. A shchimera is less. He doesn't have to, but he still needs a. And therefore, why should it work on kinyan devarim? A shchimera start is less than a bari because it doesn't need a maaseh kinyan. Doesn't have to do mashicha, mesir. So whenever there's a maisa problem, whenever there's a problem with a maisa, don't worry, you're a shchimera. You don't need a maisa. But he still needs a chalos kinyan. And there's no chalos kinyan on devarim, Mr. Rush, Mr. Nebuki Yosef, Mr. Everyone. So how could the Rimigash justify that a shchimera can make a kinyan devarim? Who argues with the Rimigash? Let's first see who argues. Everyone, but who is his primary? The
Ramban.
Where's the Ramban? So the Ramban, sometimes again, we a little bit of panoramic learning. You've got to learn several sugyas at once. There's a Gemara in Kuf Mem Chesam and Beis. Let's see the Gemara, see the Ramban, just to cover. But we're going to get back to the Rimigash. That's a big chiddush. Ramban says, Amr of Sheshes, Yitol, V'yiske, V'yachzik, V'yikne, Kulan Lashon Matanahim. So the Rimigash could explain this Gemara as a Shchimra, because this sounds a lot like Kinyan Devarim. Yitol, Yikach. Ban says, no, no, no. Ramban says, Kinyan Devarim fails whether you're Shchimra or Bari. Kinyan Devarim, the Ramban presumably says, is not even a Chalos Kinyan. There's nothing to talk about. There's no object in which the halachic status change in Bichal. And therefore, the Ramban says, this Gemara is not talking about where you just say that. You say Yitol, and then you make a Mashicha. You say Yitol, there's a Maisa Kinyan on money afterwards, Nadav. Now, this is just telling us what he wants. This is not the only thing he's saying. He's saying, Yitol, and then by the way, now let's make a kinyan on $100, and there's some object that I'm making a real kinyan on that has a chalas. The Rosh Hashanah is just saying that when a person says Yitol, we can go ahead and make a maisa kinyan, because this is his intention, to make a maisa kinyan. But if you just say Yitol, you don't make a maisa kinyan on some money afterwards, it's a kinyan devarim, it would fail, whether you're bari or shchimera, and this whole gemara on Kuf Mem Ches must be talking about, we'd make a maisa kinyan afterwards. Say Yitol, Alex, and you do a maisa kinyan on money. Whereas the Rimigash could say that the Gemara in Kuf Mem Ches is just Yitol, and you don't do anything on the money, since you're a Shchimera, it's Chav. If you didn't understand how they explain Kuf Mem Ches, it's fine. But let's get back to the Rimigash. Now, I want to listen carefully, because this is, I think, the first time it's been this clear. Okay? Every halachic statement in Shas is a combination of two factors. Remember you learned calculus or math or some of you, right? So sometimes you have single equation, single variable equation. Most times, 2x plus 3 over y equal whatever. Every halachic statement is that. And therefore, the logic behind it can be a logic of either of those two statements. So, for example, let's take an easy one. Why can't you marry a woman with chalip? And Eina Isha Niknes b'chalip. And you all learned that. Either it's a chiddush in how we understand, or how we understand chalip. Just learn to break it down. Ein ha'isha nikneis b'chalipin. Every halachic statement is an X and a Y. And you just have to say, well, either it depends upon the logic of X, the logic of Y. So if, to a degree, you refuse, I had to shut you down on day one, but you were already there, so you can't make a chazaka on hezekriya. Remember? So you were saying, well, how do you understand chazaka? And I said, you know what, put it on the side. I was saying, let's try to focus on the other variable, how do you understand hezekriya. But ein chazaka hezekriya could depend on how you understand hezekriya, like niski adam be'adam or niski adam be'karka. How you understand chazaka, like niski chazaka. So here we have a chiddush that even though you can't make a kinyan dvarim, a shchimera can make a kinyan dvarim. So now it's Friday, September what, 13th. And we're learning kinyan dvarim. So for us, we're going to make believe that this is a revolutionary way to understand kinyan dvarim. We're going to talk about that in a few seconds. What's another way to understand the chiddush of the Rimigash? If a shchimera can make a kinyan devarim, it may not be a chiddush in how we understand the problem of kinyan devarim, it may be a chiddush in how we understand shchimera. Wait a couple of months. What is a shchimera? How does a shchimera work? I'm assuming for the purposes of September 13th that a shchimera is someone who can affect a kinyan just without a maisa. But he's still a kinyan guy. He's still making kinyanim. He's still transferring items to Alex's Rishos, to Moshe Golubchik's Rishos, to Jared. He's still kinyan guy without Maisa kinyan. Which makes the question, how could he affect kinyan devarim? But there's a whole different side of the sugya that you're not supposed to know about. I fail. I'll let you know about it. Okay, stop talking about it. Don't mention it. Ah, just said it. Don't talk about it. Because I want you to focus on kinyan devarim. Evidently, if a shchiv mira, can you bring this together now? Come on, this. See if you can create your first lumnisha statement. Okay, this is Big Bang Friday. See if you can say it. Evidently, according to the Rimigash, the normal problem of kinyan devarim is not a problem in it's a problem in. Okay, put it together. If a shchiv mira can affect kinyan devarim, but a bari can't. Look at my hand. Shchiv mira, yes. Bari, no. So if it's a problem in the chalos kinyan, why would you make a difference? Both the shchiv mira and a bari need a chalos kinyan. But if it's not a problem in the chalos, there can be a chalos kinyan on actions. The problem normally with kinyan devarim is not a problem in the chalos, and that's what, evidently, saying al karchenu. Your first sefer, Muchach mehai divrei rimigash shapsol bekinyan dvarim hu lo dinbe ela dinbe. Come on, write your first sefer. What sefer are you going to call? What are you going to call your sefer, Benji? Taras Benji? I don't know. It doesn't sound so good. Taras Binyamin. Okay. What are you going to call your sefer? Gangrene in the Jets? No, I don't think people. You know, call it a real. Evidently, it's a chisaron in. Maisa. Very good. Maisa. Hear Ariel said? Maybe Das also, but for today, Mice and Das are the same acute. Very good. There's your first Lamnisha statement. Evidently, from the Rimigash, we see. Unless it's a Chiddush and Shchimmer. But so far, we see that if a Shchimmer can affect, if it's a problem, Alex, that there's no Kenyan, it's like marrying a table. No one can marry a table. Not me, not you, not this table. But a Shchimira's advantage over a Bari is that he doesn't need a Maisa. And if he can affect Kenyan, no, it's because Kenyan Devarim, the normal problem was a Maisa. How could you do a Maisa? What type of Maisa Kenyan are you going to perform when eating lunch? Let's eat lunch. Let's make a Kenyan to eat lunch. How do you make a Kenyan on a... What action would show finality, transfer, obligation? Let me talk for a second, Yaakov. This is a big chiddush in the Rimigash. We'll try to trace it with another chiddush. Basically, there can be a kinyan on an action. In theory, you can marry a table. Just saying our Amir Kudeshes just doesn't really sound right with a table. Right. That doesn't sound so good. Hari Shulchan Zen. But if, let's say, Yaakov, that there was some mechanism, someone to get married without the process of a kiddush, just to snap his fingers and be married, you marry a table. And we don't have that for marriage, but we have it for kinyan. There's a guy who can snap his fingers and abracadabra, turn a kinyan. That's called a shchimer. Snap it. Finger snapper. Snap your fingers. The problem with kinyan devarim is, how you can do an action to eat lunch, Ellie? Well, what type of action? Action on an object, those are demonstrative. Meshicha, mesira, hakba. Actions on karka, demonstrative. At an abstract level, still demonstrative. What it demonstrates we're going to eat tomorrow? We'll eat now? Eat tomorrow. So the problem with a kinyan devarim is not fundamental, it's technical. It's not that the chalos kinyan can't apply to actions. It's like trying to marry a table. The problem was technical. Go dream up a maisa kinyan. Go try to think of a maisa kinyan on it. But what if you find someone that doesn't need to go through the process of a maisa kinyan? He can make a kinyan devarim. It's a tremendous rimigash. This is an earth-shattering rimigash. Remember, it's on Kuf Mem. But if you're not learning this, Rimigash, you're not even starting to learn Daf Gimel. I mean, you may as well shut down. You never learn Daf Gimel. You don't see the Rimigash on Kuf Mem. Again, trying to break that sense of compartmentalization. There's Gimel and there's Kuf Mem, and it's all Shas is all a ring. And you have to see all of it to know any of it. And of course, you got to do your best to know as many parts that are relevant in the more immediate sense. This is a tremendous chiddush. We're going to have to define it a little better, but evidently a kinyan can be chal on an action. What types of actions? How is it chal? We'll see. But this is an incredible rimigash. Ari?
So when you're trying to learn a sugya, how do you know? Like, there's so many sources out there. How do you know which ones are going to be more fruitful? Like, how would I have, if I just started learning this, known to pick up the rimigash?
That's a really good question. That's what I have to say in yeshiva for a while. You can't just learn by yourself. You need to. I learned this from Rav Tavari. I don't know if I learned this from Rav Tavari, but you spend enough time, you pick up the key. And again, today, most of this has already been, you know, at least the sources. If you work hard and you read Rishonim and footnotes, you're basically hitting 90% of the relevant sources. But you got to work hard. I mean, at some point, don't get scared, but at some point, you're going to have to be the person that sits down with the Sugya and Bava Basra and reads the entire Rikva, the entire Rashba, the entire Ramban, the entire Yad Ramah, the entire Rimigash. I mean, I'm just giving you little snippets because I found them for you. But at some point, you're going to have to learn, okay, I'm reading all that, and then to learn what are the key lines in the Rishonim, and then look at the footnotes. It's hard. I mean, I must have spent 30 hours of my, maybe 40 hours of my life on the Sugya already. So I'm giving you the paved road, but it's my honor to spend 40 hours in King Devarim. So, but it's a combination of spending a lot of time in yeshiva and just really being serious about looking things up. Okay? And today again, you know, today Google, that's one of the cool things about the VBM, because if you type in, you know, matzah, you'll get 1,000 different Chabad pages and H pages and pictures of matzah. But if you type in Kenyan, Mahus Kenyan Lama, the VBM is number one on Google. And a lot of this is on the VBM. A lot of it is in another place. I use other. Sometimes I'll be interested in a punch in on Google. All of a sudden, again, I know what to look for. So I'm looking for a specific source. Did he quote the source that I'm not aware of? But a lot of it is out there. Today it's much, much easier. A lot of it. You guys are learning very different than the way we learned, which is great in some ways and problematic in other ways. But make all these sources available for you. Okay, it's a really good question. Okay. Let's take a look at our, on that note, on our WhatsApp, that I sent you on a Rabbeinu Yonah. And I realized yesterday when I gave the Rabbeinu Yonah that she didn't have enough information and it was embedded, and therefore I said you didn't have to read it, but let's read it today. Okay? Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about someone that sells land to someone else. Okay, selling land to someone else is very easy. You make a Kenyan Kesef, you make a Kenyan Shtar, you make a Kenyan Chazakah. And the Ben Yon, it's a long, long piece in the Ben Yon. It's based on the Gemara in Ayin Zayin in the fifth parak of Bava Basra. I had a pretty cool Twitter response yesterday. No one really laughs, so I have to share it with you because you have to laugh because I'm your Rebbe. Someone posted an old 30-year-old picture of Rav Schechter and Rabbi Willick in a boat in Marisha Kola. Like, whatever, like 1982 or something. Right, they're in boats. Everyone's like coming up with cute lines or something. I said, Pasha, I'm Mokhra Sasvina. No one left. I guess you guys aren't left. I think it's funny. Okay. Mokhra Sasvina. Anyway, getting back to real things. So let's take a look at the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah wants to know, if you make a kinyan on the karka, is achrayus assumed? That's an interesting question. Achrayus means that if someone takes the karka, I sell Ariel my land, and then Yehuda Fuchs comes and takes Ariel to court and says, Ariel, Bitarigan owe me $1 million. I'm collecting the land he sold you. Does Ariel have the right to come and collect a guarantee, get your money back? It's called Achrayus. And then he also wants to know another subsidiary question when you sell land is not just is it guaranteed, but also can the two parties immediately write a shtar? Because the shtar will help the lokeh prove that it's his, but I didn't immediately authorize the shtar. I sold your land, we made a karaka on the land. Can you immediately assume that that's a kinyan on the achrayus? There's also a kinyan on the shtar. So let's read Rabbeinu Yonah together, you'll see what I'm saying. Okay, amikom makom nirali, let's just start line 4. Delainyan achrayus ain't okay. The guarantee is built in. V'afilu b'matanim, amar lo sada zu ani nosein lecha b'achrayus, v'leich chazek v'kani. Let's say I mention achrayus, and you make a kinyan on the karka, but you don't make a special shtar with a guarantee. Kana, line number 5, v'nischayev lo b'achrayus. The kinyan on the karka is a kinyan on the achrayus. So the kinyan on the karka can double as a kinyan on the achrayus. Uchemoshe mischayev b'achrayus alidei ashtar. If I'd written you a shtar for achrayus, I'd be chayev achrayus. Ariel mischayev b'achrayus b'chazaka. So I'm also chayev. The chazaka on the karka is the trigger for the achrayus. Here's our key line, line number 6. But just because Ariel made a chazaka on the land doesn't mean that the Edim can just write a shtar, because the kinyan on the land to have like kinyan divarim. Namely, you can't assume that since Ariel made a chazaka on the land, that Maisa kinyan also obligates me to write a shtar, because writing a shtar is an activity. And what do we call activities? What do we call that? Kinyan divarim. So it can't be a kinyan for activities, and this makes sense. So far we said it makes sense. You can't make a kinyan to eat lunch. You can't make a kinyan to divide a land. You can't make a kinyan to take a walk. And you can't make a kinyan to write a shtar. That's an action. So even though we have a maisa kinyan, and listen carefully, we have a maisa kinyan on land that can radiate to related parts of the sale. I made a kinyan, Ariel made a kinyan on the land, but since Achrayus is a throw-in, the kinyan on the land also is a kinyan on Achrayus, is a maisa kinyan on Achrayus. So we have this flexible, elastic, plastic man kinyan, that my maisa kinyan on the land can reach out and grab other items. It can reach out and draw in Achrayus. It can't reach out and draw in writing a shtar, because writing a shtar is not something that's kinyanable. It's not something you can have a chalos kinyan on. It can be a kinyan on Achrayus. Achrayus is money, debts. Writing shtar is an activity. And now the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes some unknown source. He says, V'yesh mefarshim, talk about your shock value, V'yesh mefarshim, D'bechsivas hashtar nami mishayev, that a maisa kinyan on land, since it's one of these ghost kinyanim that can affect things it wasn't done on, chazaka on land can affect Achrayus, the ghost kinyan, it can also obligate me to write a shtar for Ariel to prove it. Yesh mefarshim d'bechsivas hashtar nami mishayev kishemachzik alokeach, if Ariel lokeach makes a chazaka on his land. Namely, if you can just listen to me, if you can just get by the maisa kinyan barrier, you can make a kinyan dvarim. Now, help me here. There are two ways to get past Yaakov Grinfeld, the maisa kinyan barrier. The problem with kinyan dvarim is not kinyan dvarim is not a problem in chalos, and it can't be a kinyan on actions. There can be a kinyan on actions. The problem is, what type of mice are you going to do about eating lunch? What type of mice are you going to show that we're obligated to divide lunch? That's ridiculous. What type of mice are? But if you can find workarounds, and you can find a way to do a maisa on an action, it will work. What are the two strategies we've seen? According to the Rimagash, how do you work around the problem of having a maisa kinyan on Dvarim? What's his solution? Someone doesn't need a maisa. According to the Yesh Mefarshim and the Rabbeinu Yonah, what's his workaround? A ghost maisa, like an agav thing, where you're doing a maisa on the karka and that draws in, it magnetizes other things, right? It's a maisa kinyan, Yosef on the karka, and that can affect the achrayus of the karka, the secondary parts of the karka, maybe the writing shtar of the karka. So if I just wake up one morning, Rafi, and say, I want to make a kinyan to eat lunch, yeah, go find the maisa. But if there's a maisa that's a throw-in to a kinyan I made on the karka, makna the karka, made a chazaka on the karka, and not throw in the achrayus and throw in the shtar, maybe you can. So we have two Rishonim that make it sound like the Rimigash and this Yud Mem, the Yesh Mefarshim person, and we have Rabbeinu Yonah, that make it sound like the problem is just technical, it's a Maisa. If I could just be imaginative and think of a Maisa, or find a guy that doesn't need a Maisa, or find a Maisa that's a little fungible, it will work. This is unbelievable. Say it ain't so. A kinyan on actions? Kinyanim apply to items. Kinyanim change rishus. Well, I still have to define. I'm just playing with you. I have to define it. Everyone know where we are right now? First, I'm proving it. First, I'm proving that it exists. We're seeing Rishonim. Then we'll ultimately have to define it. What does it even mean? But even if you can't define something, you want to prove that it exists. Evidently, the problem with Kinyanim Dvarim is a Maisa problem. If you can work around it, you can work around it. Who had his hand up? Nachum?
I'm just a little confused as to there's the Yesh Olam and the Rabbeinu Yonah, and there's the Rabbeinu Yonah himself. So the Yesh Olam are the ones who are sort of expanding the Achrayus concept. So
and Shtar, right. And there are. Okay, here's a trick question. Anyone on our page that may agree with the Rimi Gash from Kuf Mem and the Rabbeinu Yonah and Ayin Zayin? How much of a Tamachayev? No, Rabbeinu Yonah is an Ayin Zayin, then Rimi Gash is on Kuf Mem. Ari Hillebrand, think about that. Anyone on Daf Gimel that may, depending on how we read, say that in theory you can make a Kinyan Dvarim. The whole big problem, look at my hands, of Kinyan Dvarim, is just talking about an itty-bitty, teensy-weensy little case. Who goes like this? Who goes itty-bitty, teensy-weensy on us? Maybe?
Rashi.
What does Rashi say?
Yes. Actually, no, a guy from Brooklyn is going to like that. You know. Anyway, next time, come on Sunday, Joe's going to be with a couple cards, you know, not just taking money from people. Got to watch these Brooklyn guys. Okay, no gambling in the yeshiva, Joe, okay? No drugs, no gambling, no kneecapping. It's in Brooklyn. Yeah, we try to be nice. Okay, yes. What does Rashi say? What word does he use? It more sounds like you can't make a kinyan on dvarim. Rashi says you can't make a kinyan on actions when you use chalipin. Use chalipin. What? What? Can't make a kinyan on dvarim no matter what kinyan you make. Ain't no chalos kinyan. Try meshicha, try mesira, try akbah, try ishtar, try it. Rashi says, Dav gimelim and aleph, kinyan dvarim. The ain chalipin konin el davra nikna o mecher o matan o shiber kakos o metadlin. That's why she's saying chalipin. Chalipin is one maisa kinyan amongst many. Here's a good idea. I'm trying to find a way to get Lumdus into Instagram. I just don't know how it works. How can I pictorialize Lumdus? Be able to send out a different kinyan every day. Get 10 million followers. The Kenyan gram. The Kenyan feed. Maybe Purim time, dress up as a Kenyan. Yeah. Let your mind wander. I'm a Mashicha. I'm a Hagbah. I'd be super Lumdus. Don't dress up as like Batman or something like that. Find some Lumdus. I'm Hezek Ria. Find a way to dress up, to make it, like, gotta get into your blood, guys. It's Lumdus to get into your blood. Can't be in your head. It's gotta be in your blood. Gotta live it. So, on my Instagram, a lot of different kinyans. Mashicha, there's Masira, there's Hagbah, there's Shtar. What's Rashi picking on Chalipin? If you're the Rush, you'd say, nothing's Chal, because it's like marrying a table. It's like a kinyan on an action. It's just unsuitable. Doesn't make sense. What do you think, Jacob?
The Gemara said, Shekhanim Yadam, which Rebbe said was a Lasher
Mal. Okay.
And Rashi just picking up on that and
okay, so now we know where Rashi got it from. But when you pick up on something, it has to make sense, right? If I see Jacob carrying a knife, he's probably going to stab someone. I'm probably going to cut his food. So I know what triggered it, but my interpretation still has to reflect certain sound logic. And that's not sound logic to assume you're a killer. So Rashi read the Gemara that way. Maybe the Gemara is talking about a case where they happen to make chalipin. That was the easiest one, but when you're disqualifying all kinyanim, you shouldn't just say chalipin, just because the Gemara says it has to make sense. What sense?
Rashi, by saying chalipin, is implicitly telling you that the hava Gemara was chalipin.
Okay, so Jacob's going in one direction. Now you're giving me logic, not trigger points and stimulus, but logic. Yeah, you're telling me, if you interviewed Rashi, can you make a kinyan on dvarim? No. Can you make a Mashicha? No. Can you make a Masira? No. He holds nothing. But you would have thought Chalipin's a little different because it's so abstract and it's not really Mashicha. You would have thought, so Rashi doesn't mean Chalipin, it means even Chalipin. Does Mashicha work? No. Does Masira work? No. And by the way, I'm here to tell you, even Chalipin doesn't work, because if you had to tell me what would be your best chance for a Kenyan, it would be Chalipin. And says, even Chalipin. So that's how you want to read Rashi, which is fine. And you know what? There are many, many people who read Rashi. That's a safe way to read Rashi. Okay, who's courageous? Who's a bungee jumper? Who likes doing crazy things? The other way to read Rashi, this is a lumdus bungee jump, okay? The other way to read Rashi is just go Geronimo and jump out and say Rashi means that all the other kinyanim work. Because he's a Rimigash man, because he's a Yesh Mefarshim the Ben Yoni. You can make a kinyan. And hence this whole Gemara is only disqualifying Chalipin, and in reality, according to Rashi, Kenyan Devarim is a normal Kenyan, and this whole Gemara is really a Chiddush not in Kenyan Devarim, but it's a Chiddush in Chalipin. Something about Chalipin gets all dysfunctional with Kenyan Devarim. Chalipin needs substance, land, money, Aroni, charts, he needs something. And then as far as we're concerned, Rashi is on the other side, this other dark side of the team. He agrees Kenyan Devarim works. And so we're trying to build a group of people that say that even though the Gemara says Kenyan Dvarim Bialma makes, who cares, all of a sudden if we just follow carefully, there's some people who really validate Kenyan Dvarim. Or Grimigash. Shlimira. Yesh Mefarshim Beit Yonah. Maybe Rashi, maybe not. Baruch's making eyes at me, got the Baruch eyes going. Okay, fine. He doesn't like it. Neither do I. I like Jacob. If you asked me to vote, I'd vote on Jacob, but Rashi, he's missing one word, Afila. Alumnus isn't voting. Tuesday is voting. We vote. Alumnus is understanding. And there may be a third or a fourth group of people. And this surrounds a very interesting concept called etain. Etain means I make a kinyan, not where I give you money right now. Okay? Let's make sure everyone understands where we are. I can either give you an item now, and that item could be, but carefully, it could be metalphalin, a watch, a shirt. It could be karka, land. And it could also be a chov. That's called hischaivus. Where I'm mitchayev to you. If you sit in the bank, Akiva, and you want a mortgage, you know the first thing the bank's going to do? They're going to say, okay, we know how much money you have in your bank, but show us your overall economic portfolio. You can have $1 million in the bank, but if you have $100 million of debts, your net worth is, okay, not 90, -99, because who knows if the debts will be paid, but basically we have to expect it value. That's why people get paid big bucks to be mathematicians. To say, well, $1 million in assets, $100 million in debts, what's his net worth? So we can assess your dependability. So chov, an obligation, is a monetary item. Halacha recognizes a chov. You can sell a chov. If Alex owes me money, I could sell it to Ellie. If you owe me $100, I can sell it to you for $100 because it's hard to collect. You'll buy for $75. I need quick money, $75, like a pawn shop. Quick money, sell it for less. So I'll sell the debt. It's you. I can sell a chov. It's transferable. So a kinyan is I'm transferring something right now. Land, item, or a chov. I'm creating a chov. And sometimes a chov is created when you give me money. What do we call a chov that's created when you give me money? What do we call that in halacha? Fancy word for it. A halva. You give me money and you get a chov and I owe you money. A chov can also be self-inflicted, self-initiated. I can wake up one morning and a person can just say, I'm mischayev to pay you $100 and then mischayev. Not because he got money, he just said it. Under the right conditions, with edim, with kinyan, it's called hischayvos. So a chov can either be reciprocal, you gave him money, you get a chov. A chov can also be initiated. I'm mischayev. Okay. But etain, I'm not giving you anything right now. Etain is, I'm making a kinyan to give you money. It sounds very similar to a chov, but depends on how you say it, depends on what you mean. Depends on what you have to do. Can you make a kinyan to give money? So here, there's a double machlokas. Who saw the Chidush HaRan? Anyone? The Chidush HaRan quotes the Gaonim. And the Gaonim say, no, you can't. That's a Kinyan Dvarim. The right box is a Kinyan, Metaltlin Karkachov. The left box, that's to do. That's a Kinyan Dvarim to do. And it fails. However, there are many, many Rishonim first quoted in our sugya by the Yad Rama who claim that you can make a kinyan etin. Even though you can't make a kinyan to have lunch, you can make a kinyan to give money. Lunch is not a monetary activity. Monetary activities, activities surrounding money, you can make a kinyan for. I can't say let's take a walk and make a kinyan. I can make a shavua, but that's not a kinyan. And if I default, nothing obligates me. But I can make a kinyan to pay you money. Namely, kinyan devarim will work as long as it's an action surrounding money. Everyone says you can't make a kinyan to have lunch or to go on a walk. What about to do something that has monetary value, to give you $100 or $200? Can you make a kinyan etin? We'll see why wall is different. Very good, Joe. Excellent. So here's the fourth shita that says you can make. Let's just read some of them. Who did you see in your Rishonim? Did anyone get to the Rishonim? I know it was a short day yesterday. Anyone get to the Rishonim? Did you see the Shulchan Aruch? Okay, 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rashba says he had Ramah. Okay, this is part of the Sugi you didn't get to. So these are the four shittos that may say that you can have a kinyan devarim. And now I'll shorten the shiur, as I see a lot of you didn't get to the end of the shiur. Now we have to try to define it. If you can make a kinyan not just on objects, you can make a kinyan on actions. Anyone finish my sentence? How does that change the way we view? Kinyan. Remember, guys, scope changes definition. If I say Yehuda, Ariel, Alex, Akiva, come over to my house for lunch. You say, well, who's the target inviting? He's inviting the guys that are sitting on the left side of the classroom. Second, I say, Akiva, Alex, and Yaakov come for lunch, then all of a sudden the set changes because you're not sitting on the left side, you're sitting on the right side. So I'm inviting the guys I like. Just teasing. See if you're awake. Okay, so now when you add a new member to the set, right, what is Girei? If Girei's only those weaponized ladders, then it may be one thing. But if Girei's everything, then it's another thing. What is Hezekiah? So the second you change, we all thought an hour ago that Kinyanim only apply to objects. Now Kinyanim apply to actions. So now the set has changed. So now we're actually trying to redefine Kinyan. What is it? When Hashem said you can make it, what is Hashem telling us? We have to first find the set, and that will help us to find the essence. Can anyone tell me? I mean, this is uncharted territory. It's so uncharted, I don't think people even talk about this. People just try to prove that it exists, but now talk about it. What is a kinyan? When I'm selling you land, am I selling you land? Evidently not, because I can also sell you a monetized action. So essentially, what is a kinyan chal on? What does this mean to you, Yaakov Garfield? If I'm stretching the scope of what kinyanim are chal on, I'm changing the definition of kinyan. Yaakov, what do you think kinyan is on? It's not on an object.
It's a way of making my stuff responsible for.
Okay, give me a word. What is the target? What is it chal on? When I marry a woman, it's chal on a woman. When I makdish an animal, it's chal on the animal. So don't editorialize, because that's... I'm not picking on you, I'm just saying... Don't give me it's chal on. What's the common denominator that could be chal on an object and chal on an action? So, what's a chal on? What does an object and an action have in common? An action isn't an object. So what do they share in common? That's the answer. I don't know what the answer is, but that's the way to make it, right? If I'm inviting Yaakov, if I'm inviting Alex and Ariel, what's the common denominator, Yaakov, between you and those guys? It can't be when you're on the left side of the room, I like you, whatever. You shave your hair one way. Okay. So what's the common denominator between action, Ellie?
Maybe you could say all kinyanim function like an etten, but most of them have...
Like a what? I didn't hear the word.
Like an etten.
Okay, yeah, etten.
But most regular kinyanim, the requirement happens immediately.
Okay. Very, very interesting. Very bold. I've seen this before, Ellie. Ellie wants to say, essentially, we're not finding the common denominator between regular kinyan on objects and etain. We're converting regular kinyanim to etain. We all thought that when I make a kinyan on a watch, nachem, it's yours, before I even give you the watch, because I made a kinyan on it. So your meshiva... Now, normally, Ellie, those two things happen at the same time. When I make the kinyan, I'm also giving it to him. But what happens when they're not happening at the same time? Like Khalid did, where it's back in my corral. So we all thought a kinyan is your owner right now, and an etain is an action. I was saying, no, every kinyan is just obligating yourself to give it to him. And normally, they're punished into one. So that may change. Ellie, this may be a whole new theory of kinyan. And we thought kinyan was transferring objects. Can anyone, that's one, if I don't like it, but I can't veto it, what's another approach? What is an action, a monetized action, and an object share in common? They're not, the action isn't an object, but what do they share, Nachum?
Transfer resources.
Right, value. That value. Right, there's a value in an action. The action that'll give you money carries value. Again, expected value, you don't know if it's going to happen, but there's value to it. Because kinyan chal on object, kinyan chal, this is really, really deep kinyan probing. We're deep diving now. Ari, when I sell you my land, am I selling you the object or the value? What am I focusing on? Obviously, it's hard to separate the two. But in some cases, we could separate objects and value. For example, let your minds run wild, okay? Close your bava basras, shut your imigashes, put them away, forget the fact we're learning bava, we're learning shas. Anyone think about, I know you're just Shana Aleph guys in your second week, what are you asking me? Where in halacha can I split value and object? We say the object, maybe one person can own the object, another person can own the value. Because now we've deconstructed objects into objects and value. What's a case where you own the Benji?
One of the ways that when a man marries a woman, like how the woman's possessions get, what happens to the woman's possessions get, whether...
Okay, it's capital versus productivity, peres and gruf. It's a little different, it's a split, but it's not value and object. It's different types of, different object slash values, like we cross-sect it qualitatively. You own the capital and its value, and I own the productivity and its value. But what can I say, you know what? We're locked into antagonistic. I own the object, you own the value. All right. So you have to give me a specific aid. Give me
you own the field and I own all the crops and...
That's just productivity. It's not value. Right? It's just more. You're slicing into current versus potential. I'm saying, forget, let's say it's an arid land. There's the object, there's the value. Yaakov. She was close. We're getting closer. I own the object. You own the right to take it in 30 days of your diva. You have the right to grab it from me. But that's you're going to grab both, the object. You own object and value as a potential future grab. We're not splitting the two. It's hard. This is really, really deep probing. You have Baruch. Okay, now we're starting to get into it, right? What happens where there are cross purposes, right? You're talking about future, you're talking about complementary, Benji. Cross purposes. What happens? I'll say, and then we'll turn it back a little hektish. Can there be certain types of hektish where I own it, but hektish has the value? For example, the big debate, who owns Kachim Kalim? Is Kachim Kalim Mamon Gavo? Is Kachim Kalim Mamon Bailim? Maybe Mamon Bailim. It's hektish. Maybe Mamon Bailim means, well, you don't own the object, it's a carbon, but you own the value. You can play around with the value. So if I hold, Ellie, that you can make a kinyan on actions, it seems like I have one of two choices. If I could just find a maisa, or just monetize the action. Either I revolutionize kinyan, which is what you did excellently, but it's a bechidish, or I say, well, what's the commonality between objects and actions? And that's what you're transferring, which is a tremendous thing. Remember, this is just a sideline to the sugya. I fully expect over 80% of Rishonim to say, this is ridiculous. You can't have a kinyan on actions. But that's not what the Migash says. And that's not what the Ish Mefarshim says. And it's not what the Shitos about kinyan etain say. And then the next part of the sugya, Joe, which we can't because we just don't have time, well, what types of actions can you or can't you according to these people? And Joe was saying, well, you can make a kinyan to transfer money, but you can't make a kinyan to build a wall, because that's kinyan dvarim. So what's the difference between building a wall and transferring money? The symbol item is value versus non-value, or specified value. When I say I'm going to give you money, I'm going to give you $200. Build a wall is just generality. Okay, let's stop here. Again, this is maybe half of what I wanted to say, but let's stop here. I want to talk a little bit about the Parsha. But this is an easier sugi. You're not flying into 13 different prakim. You're just on three lines of the Gemara and the Rishonim, and that's what some of the upcoming sugis will look like. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the mitzvah of tzitzis. Okay. All the people who don't like the mitzvah of tzitzis. Quickly leave. Quickly leave. This is. We don't want to be brainwashed. Okay.
Mitzvah of tzitzis.
Obviously, the more familiar parsha, or Isem also, Uzechartem is Kol Mitzvah Hashem Vasisem also. How does tzitzis serve as a portal to Kol Mitzvah Hashem? Let's say Isem also, Uzechartem. It's called Mitzvos Hashem. So who knows the famous